Multi-frequency angular power spectrum of the 21-cm signal from the epoch of reionization using the Murchison-Widefield array, by Catherine M. Trott et al. The multi-frequency angular power spectrum, MAPS, is an alternative to spherically averaged power spectra, and computes local fluctuations in the angular power spectrum without need for line-of-sight spectral transform. To test different approaches to MAPS and treatment of the foreground contamination, and compare with the spherically averaged power spectrum and the single-frequency angular power spectrum. We apply the MAPS to 110 hours of data in Z equals 6.2 to 7.5 obtained for the Murchison-Widefield array epoch of reionization experiment to compute the statistical power of 21 centimeters brightness temperature fluctuations. In the presence of bright foregrounds, a filter is applied to remove large-scale modes prior to MAPS application, significantly reducing MAPS power due to systematics. The MAPS shows a contrast of 10 squared, 10 cubed to a simulated 21 centimeters cosmological signal for spectral separations of 0 to minus 4 MHz after application of the filter, reflecting results for the spherically averaged power spectrum. The single-frequency angular power spectrum is also computed. At Z equals 7.5 and L equals 200, we find an angular power of 53 mk squared, exceeding a simulated cosmological signal power by a factor of 1000. Residual spectral structure, inherent to the calibrated data, and not spectral leakage from large-scale modes, is the dominant source of systematic power bias. The single-frequency angular power spectrum yields slightly poorer results compared with the spherically averaged power spectrum, having applied a spectral filter to reduce foregrounds. Exploration of other filters may improve this result, along with consideration of wider bandwidths. This was multi-frequency angular power spectrum of the 21-cm signal from the epoch of reionization using the Murchison-Widefield array, by Catherine M. Trott et al.